Good morning, everyone. You're listening to All Things McGill on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Kaya.
This is Ashley. And we are here today live in downtown Montreal studios. Give us a call at
514-448-4013. Let us know what you'd like to listen to this morning.
Yeah, so today is Monday, November 28th, and it is 11 a.m. The weather today looks like it's pretty sunny, no?
Yeah, it's a lovely day outside.
We say lovely, but it's actually 4 degrees Celsius outside. But it looks like it doesn't drop below into the negatives until late evening in the night. So you have a pretty nice weather considering it's almost December now in Montreal. So yeah, today, to start off, I thought we could listen to some jazzy tunes, a calm, like, soothing vibe, but it's a little upbeat as well. I have a mix in there. We're gonna start off with Sweet Pumpkin by Samara Joy and Pascal Grasso, and then also a little bit of Nikki Yanofsky and Grace Kelly. So stay tuned, guys.
Sweet pumpkin, say you love me too. If you do, I'm certain we could be one of the happiest couples in this society. I've got a feeling that I'm just your style. Go on and admit it, and we'll walk that aisle. Don't be shy, just put your arms around. And just you wait and see. Can't you tell we were meant to be together? And a wedding bell would be ours to ring forever and ever. Let's make a booking just to be man and wife. Say yes, good looking. Let me share your life. You're to me everything that is divine. So won't you be a sweet pumpkin, say that you'll be mine. You know something, I'm in love with you. So won't you be a sweet pumpkin, say that you love me too. And if you do, I am certain we could be one of the happiest couples in this society. And I've got a feeling that I'm just your style. Just to be man and wife. Say yes, good looking. Let me share your life. You're to me everything that is divine. Be a sweet pumpkin, say that you'll be mine. Thank you.
C'est si bon de partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, des petits rien du tout, mais qui en disent en long. Ses yeux, un espoir merveilleux qui donne le frisson. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut mieux que millions. Tellement, tellement, c'est bon.
Thank you. I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? And I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking on a strange new street, hearing words I've never heard before from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. Oh, and I haven't seen a rosebud or a crocus or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Seen a rosebud or a crocus or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Aftermath of her American and European tours, Myriam Gendron is coming home to Montreal with a single show at Cabaret La Tulipe on Thursday, December 8th. Come discover why tasteful musicians like Kurt Weill, Will Oldham, Bill Callahan admire Gendron's songs and stage presence. Myriam will share the evening with the dazzling fingerpicking of the great Glenn Jones. Tickets are on sale online. Don't miss this one. A heavy trip and CKUT co-presentation.
C'était une jeune fille.
All right, good morning, everyone. You're listening to All Things McGill at CKUT 90.3 FM. And Ashley, what were we just listening to?
We were listening to Sweet Pumpkin by Samara Joy and Pascal Grasso, C'est Si Bon by Nikki Yanofsky, Queens by Grace Kelly, and It Might As Well Be Spring by McGill's Katie George and Kyle Pogline. I love Katie George so much. I was just telling you about her behind the scenes. I went to see her performance last year before she graduated, and I was hooked, guys. Like, I searched up her Spotify account, and I was just binging on her albums. I don't listen to jazz very much, but I thought we could switch up the vibe a little bit on All Things McGill and, you know, start off the morning in a upbeat but soothing
chill
way.
Monday morning vibe.
Chill,
yes.
Monday morning vibes, definitely. So what should we listen to next?
I don't know. Is it my turn to play some songs?
Yeah, perhaps? Definitely. I'm always excited to hear your music. Do you want to give us a little bit of a glimpse?
Well, the first three songs are dedicated to my lovely sister, Hannah, in Vancouver. So, Hannah, if you're listening, I love you.
Hi, Hannah.
So, we're going to listen to some E. Smith, Elliot Smith, some J. Breck, Japanese Breakfast, and some Via Badoobie. And then, if there's some time, we'll play some more old songs. Not old, like old, but, you know, not from the past year. But yeah, you know, pretty exciting.
I can always get down to Japanese Breakfast. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, stick around, guys.
Once again, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, and it's 11:20 a.m., so you still have 40 more minutes to listen to our wonderful music, hear our chitter chatter, and we might also get to listen to Anne's segment today, where she asks McGill students whether they think they are the typical McGill student, and also for a song recommendation. So let's stick around and see what our fellow students listen to, I guess.
Time. Decorate the tree, make a gift list, invite the in-laws, drop off the canned goods, find that fruitcake recipe for the office party, plan the dinner for Christmas Eve, decorate the house, hang the stockings, wrap the presents, ask Lucas to clean up his room, do the groceries, bake cookies. Right, go get vaccinated.
The holidays are fast approaching. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 now so you'll be protected in time. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to All Things McGill on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is currently 11:44 in the morning, and we were just listening to quite a few songs. We listened to L.A., Elliot Smith, some Japanese Breakfast, Talk by Bia Badoobi, Sonic Youth, Incinerate, Pull Up the Roots by Talking Heads, and we were just listening to Superstar by Pretty Sick.
Love your playlist so much. I hope our listeners also loved it as much as I did, because they can give us a call at
514-448-4013 and let us know what you'd like to hear today.
Yeah, let us know if you're enjoying what you're hearing. Let us know if you have any constructive criticism. We're talking about how it's the season for constructive criticism because it's finals, and I wouldn't say midterms, but I feel like I never know when midterms transition
it's
into finals.
It's always work regardless.
It's exam season, basically. It's the last week of live lectures, guys, for all my McGill peeps out there. You know, hang in there, tune into All Things McGill, and just relax, listen to our music and our lovely voices as you write your lecture notes or like write essays. I don't know. What do you guys do? Anyway, how about we listen to Anne's segment before we head straight into our music again?
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea.
Let's see what Anne has prepared for us today. Stick around, guys. This is Ashley.
And Kaya.
We're sitting and we're just watching people in line for the activities fair.
Going in.
Ray, do you think you're an average McGill student?
Yes and no. Yes, because I sort of am, and no, because probably because I have two majors that are totally unrelated.
So. Is that what makes you average or not average?
Non-average.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing else?
I mean, we could sit here and postulate about it.
Okay.
For a bit, but
Ray, what's your favorite song that I've never heard of?
Ooh, I've been listening to this song called No Te Fumes Mi Marihuana. Don't Smoke My Marijuana. It's by Mon Laferte.
Okay.
No te la fumes.
Hey guys, I hope you like that song. No Te Fumes, Mi Marihuana by, I forget the artist, but it was Mon Laferte. I think that's how you pronounce it. That was a very interesting...
Yeah, I mean, definitely something you can boogie to, I'd say.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like music that my grandma listens to on like a Saturday night. I don't know, but in the best way possible. I vibe with it. I'm starting to feel like Anne's Corner is like a trick question. Like, I feel like, do you think you are the typical McGill student? I feel like that's a trick question. Like, there's no way to escape. We can postulate about it. We have about 9 minutes left of our show, sadly. Since you guys are not calling us about what you want to hear, we're just going to pick out whatever songs we want. Kaya, do you have anything prepared for us in the last few minutes?
Yeah, I have a few songs. So we can listen to some Destroyer, some, yet again, Alex G making a return. Mm. And then some new-ish Guided by Voices. Unfortunately, none of these songs have notes of kazoo, like what we just heard. But hopefully... the listeners will forgive us.
Yes, yes. I mean, how can they not? You have Alex G
Alex G in the studio. He's yes. right here with us, standing yes. behind us as we speak.
Basically. Please don't come after us. Okay, stick around, guys. This is Ashley.
And Kaya.
And you're listening to All Things McGill on CQUT 90.3 FM.
E-T.
My radio stuck on CKUT. And you don't know? But nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
Today we are going to explore the warm face and the warm heart of Africa through words and beautiful music. The great South African hero, Stephen Biko, once said, and I quote, "The great powers of the world may have done wonders in giving the world an industrial and military face, but the great gift still has to come from Africa, giving the world a more human face. This human face of Africa is a reflection of the eternal spirit, the birthplace of civilization and humanity. This African spirit is still a beacon and a guide to understanding our common humanity. All religions, faiths, cultures, and nations have developed from this original civilization. It is the core that binds us all to an understanding of the purpose of a life filled with respect and love for all. Today, I will be sharing with you the words of a wonderful manifesto. It is called Afrik Akili Declaration. It is a statement and a celebration